One day, I shall come back. Yes, I shall come back.
Oh, my word.
Dear? Sarah Jane?
There's no point in being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes.
Why do I always let my curiosity get the better of me?
It seems for a moment too soon.
I'm not the professor. I'm a doctor.
A horrible feeling we're already too late.
Don't speak up, lad.
Why not?
Because it's not a chair. It's the most dangerous weapon in the universe.
Run for your life.
It's been a long time since I've been so bad to you.
Pop falls out of the sky, man falls out of the box, man eats fish custard.
Everybody, just shut up.
And what is this display, now as amusing as you are?
Shut up, just shut up, shut up, shut up, shut it up, up, up.
We've just stepped into the forest of the night. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Davies. You're hanging out with me here for the TARDIS Blend right here at geeksofdoom.com. And I'm joined with my good friend...
Dr. Idiot.
Not Dr. Idiot.
Tom Cheridar.
Dr. Tom Cheridar.
Dr. Tom Cheridar, idiot.
Doctor of comic books. And adventure beat stuff. How you doing, Tom?
Doing good.
All right. Big week for Doctor Who this week. Aside from the episode, which we are going to review, of course, there was that Next Time trailer at the end of the episode, which we will be discussing on this episode as well. So bear in mind, folks, if you have not seen the episode yet, just, you know, go and check it out and then come back and listen to this episode of the TARDIS Blend, because we do talk spoilers from the episodes. With that spoiler alert ahead of us, why don't we go ahead and jump into it? Tom, your thoughts in the Forest of the Night.
It is such a delightful premise, and I loved it. I loved everything about it. I love the importance of trees. Did not like how preachy they were. Did not like that they kind of threw science out the window and just sort of kept talking and talking and talking, and that sort of ruined it for me a little bit. Again, it's a kid's show, so I'll give them that.
Yes.
Are we going to do ratings right off the bat?
You can do your rating. Go ahead.
I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5.
Oh, really? So low. I was expecting middle of the road for
you. It's not that I hated this one, but that's the rating it gets, because it's still not really... It's not doing anything amazing for me yet.
Let me tell you something, Tom, before I give you my rating. Because I found something very interesting online, and that is the wide range of reactions to this particular episode. It seems to be predominantly culturally based. Like, a lot of the American audiences, aside from the Tumblr girls, of course, were very disappointed in this episode. But if you have a look at the Doctor Who subreddit over at Reddit... And I got involved in a bit of an argument with a couple of people over there, because they were saying, oh, this is terrible, this is the worst episode ever.
And by the way, I've unsubscribed from that subreddit and don't bother with it at all.
Yeah,
because they don't like to actually talk about Doctor Who.
Right. And see, I went in there and said, a lot of people are forgetting that Doctor Who was established originally as a kids' program.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it's a family show now, but... This is part and parcel of the deal. Every season, there's going to be one or two episodes that are specifically targeting the kids in the audience. And this is one of those.
It's definitely one of these.
And the thing that I really liked about this is that while it was definitely for the kids, it was nowhere near as bad as what, say, Robin Hood was. Because that clearly was one designed for the kids as well. It just fell flat on its face. It just didn't work. And it was below the standards we'd expected for Doctor Who. This, in my mind, taking into account the fact that it's got a history of being originating as a kid's show, I was absolutely floored at some of the reactions coming out of Reddit. I guess they were expecting, like, no happy ending for the family with the missing girl or something like that.
It was strange. They completely missed that. So at the end, where the little girl comes, I'm just like, okay, all right.
Hmm. But that's obviously like an element of, that's been put into the plot for the kids. You know, it's there, yeah, you know,
it is.
A bit of a wrap up. And I'm cool with that because it's part and parcel with Doctor Who. You kind of expect that every so often there's going to be elements or episodes that are specifically targeting kids. And that this is definitely one of those. Now, I thought this was an excellent Doctor Who mystery filled with wondrous junk science. And we've debated the junk science aspect of Doctor Who before, Tom. We've talked about like the junk science of the cold star, and you know the junk science of a sentient planet.
Junk science of blowing up haystacks.
Well, that's not really junk science. That's stupidity. That's okay. Nonsense.
I'll give you that. Stupidity of blowing up haystacks.
Yes, and then there's the nonsense of you know the moon being an egg, and you know. Apparently spiders are...
Which singles. I maintain, I actually did like that.
Yes, you did.
I thought that was really cool. I did not like the fact that they just... They try to tell me that these complex, like...
Spiders.
Spider-like yes. creatures were actually just single-celled organisms.
That's not junk science. That's nonsense.
You know,
okay.
Nonsense, yeah.
But this junk science worked well in Doctor Who. Just, you know, the way the show works, where it explores the possibility of sentient planets, and we've seen sentient planets in Doctor Who before, and so the concept of, like, a Gaia myth coming to life to... For the Earth to, you know, protect itself from solar... flares, unexpected solar flares like this, you know, it's really fun. It's good. The thing I didn't like about it is, again, this season we seem to have some contradictions in continuity happening, because if you recall, the reason that the ship from the Beast Below left the planet was because of complex solar flares and solar storms that the humans had to escape from. So if there's trees that protect the planet, why would they need to leave?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that aspect there as well. That was a little
bit... You know the other thing that really kind of... It just irked me, Greg. I didn't like it. Where did the oceans go? It was so green that they just forgot that the oceans existed, I guess.
Yeah, but then again,
when they pulled the
there's a similar
back. I mean, like
there's
certain
criticism.
Sections of the Earth that would not be that green.
Could be algae.
There's water.
Could be algae.
No.
Yeah, but anyway, look. That being said, it comes with something else that people are complaining about with this episode. Is that they're in the middle of London? There's only 10 people. Well, this is Doctor Who. They've got a budget.
Yeah.
Deal with it, you know. And that was the same thing with this. Obviously, it would have been cheaper for, you know, some dude to paint the Earth green than what it would be for the guy to paint it all kinds of spectrums of colors and blah, 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 blah. You know, you got to go with it. You got to go with it. And, you know, it worked for me. You know, not as much of a setup for the finale as I'd hoped, but the preview was good, and we'll get to that in a bit. But my rating's going to be 4 out of 5. It's not a perfect episode, but I thought it was fun. It was great. It was one of those episodes of Doctor Who that was specifically designed for the kids, but it was fun enough for the adults to get into it as well. I love the callback to the trees being guardians of a planet, like the tree spirits in The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
That was kind of cool. I like that little callback.
I would have enjoyed an Nth reference.
Yeah. I loved the character of Maeve. The little kid, the red one.
I liked her a lot.
She performed very well. She was a great little actor, and I really enjoyed her performance. You know, and I loved the way that she was able to stump the Doctor after he did that whole group message on Tree Facebook thing. I thought that was
fantastic.
Yes,
I liked that
too. It was really good.
You know, you know what? I think if you'd have just removed Clara from this episode, all of the parts that I was really like cringing about and kind of like, I'm bored. They would have been gone, because they just kind of like threw that plot in there, as they've often done before.
She was kind of essential in one scene, though, where she's telling the Doctor to piss off and save himself.
You could have got a kid to do
that. No,
they like to.
Well, there's a thing about that particular scene.
I very much enjoy having children tell Peter Capaldi.
There's a thing about that particular scene, though, Tom, that's key to previous episodes. She says to him something that the War Doctor told her, which is, make it worthwhile or something. And then he throws back in her face a line that she said, this is my planet too. So it was a key callback to previous episodes. And that is going to key into the preview and for the next episode as well. But you know, it was a lot of fun. I thought it was really good. You know, and it was, I think it was essential for elements of Clara's scenes with Danny in this particular episode, because last episode she became the Doctor. She was the Doctor. She was a Doctor. She was Dr. Clara.
Okay? Which I liked a lot.
And that was cool. But this episode, it took Danny to teach her and remind her that you need to see, you're seeing the forest from the trees, but you're not seeing the trees from the forest.
Which, I continue to like him every episode. We get a little bit deeper look at him, and I like him. I hope he does actually end up as a companion, the next companion.
Possibly. I've got a couple of theories about that. We'll get to that in a bit, but I thought it was good. Writing was good. Direction was good. Acting all good. It was a good episode.
Now you're making me go back. I'm going to renege my two. I'm going to give it a three.
I thought you would, because it is middle. It is kind of like for a lot of people. Like
it's not fair to give it a two.
Yeah, I think that's a little low for this episode, to be honest.
It's
fair.
So it gets a 3 out of 5.
Okay, so the total is 7 out of 10 from us, folks. 7 out of 10, which is good. That's a good rating for. It's a good average episode of Doctor Who, I think. You know. But what else can we really say about it except that it's fun?
I can't. I like it. I think it's definitely going to be an episode that I'm going to, you know, it's going to come on, you know, a couple years from now on PBS or BBC America, and I'll just be happy leaving it on in the background, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can always come back to these episodes. I mean, it's nowhere near the status of, say, something like Blink or the Doctor's Wife or Genesis of the Daleks, of course.
But, but everything but makes so much more sense. Good segue.
Well, let's move. Shall we move into the
let's do it. I've been waiting this whole episode.
Okay, so as much fun as the episode was for us, the biggest part about this particular edition of Doctor Who was the preview to the finale. And the finale, of course, is two parts, two episodes. We get part one next week, part two the week after. Next episode is called Dark Water. We're given a few surprises in this preview. Many of you have already seen it, but just to recap, the very beginning of the preview has a very unusual scene where the Doctor has been kicked out of his TARDIS, and Clara has taken away his key. If for all intents and purposes, she looks to have become the enemy of the Doctor in this particular preview. And there is one particular scene. I hear that better be a sonic screwdriver.
It might be, actually, because I think that you have just stumbled onto something, because maybe, Greg, your original theory is correct.
Now, I was going to say this.
That Clara is actually an agent or working or evil version of this woman that we keep seeing a lot
right. And this is like, and I'm going to read what I wrote down verbatim, because it really follows my train of thought when I wrote it down. I was like, okay, so maybe my theory is still in play. Clara never existed. She takes the Doctor's TARDIS key. Maybe there is a connection to Missy after all. Maybe a self-created paradox cycle, perhaps. Missy created her. She did say my Clara in an earlier episode. A quote that I saw in one of the fan forums reads, perhaps she did die when she went into the time stream, ended up in heaven and met Missy, and Missy saw an opportunity and rewrote Clara to do her will, which is why Clara is saying Clara Oswald never existed. I thought that was a nice little theory. But the thing that threw me with the episode in particular, not the preview, but the episode, was right at the end of the episode, Missy said that she was surprised. Why? What was she surprised at the Earth's response?
I believe that she was.
Clara's decision to not...
Well, the Doctor was very surprised. He had to go back and do research.
Her decision to go back to the Doctor. Clara says, I don't want to be the last of my own kind. She rejects her own doctorate. Is that a surprise to her? Is that why she's so surprised? See, there's so many different questions about this particular character. I just can't wait for this episode. So,
I really am like, maybe they've been holding back. And we know that to a certain extent they've been teasing us, throwing us little bits, pieces here. This must be the kind of thing at the end, these last few episodes, that they're really excited about, that they've been pouring all of their effort and creativity into.
Yes.
Did you see the number of Cybermen walking around?
Did you see the number of Cybermen with jetpacks?
Yes!
Mm.
I'm so excited.
Yes,
there were like
good.
All forms of every single one.
Here's another theory that I'm just pulling out of my nose right now, just off the top of my head. But maybe, just maybe, there is the possibility that, go with me here, that the Cybermen, the next stage of the Cybermen, is to go in the direction of the flesh and the Daleks and create cyberflesh, living human-looking things that are actually Cybermen, but they look like humans.
Didn't they already do that?
They did that with the Daleks, not with the Cybermen.
No. Torchwood. Think about Torchwood. They had people that would turn into...
That was Cyberwoman. That was that one episode where she was only partially converted. Okay. But in this particular series, what if Clara is the new Cyberflesh? She was embedded in the Doctor's TARDIS as an agent for the Cybermen and Missy. Ooh. Or, alternatively, what if Missy actually has nothing to do with being a villain? Maybe she turns out to be a hero and she has to be allied with the Doctor next episode because of Clara. I'm still leaning towards the ideas that this is a completely original character that Stephen Moffat has created, but the more I see it, the more similarities I'm seeing between characters like the Valiard and the Master and the Black Guardian, especially the Black Guardian of Time. Oh my gosh, like the whole idea of the Black Guardian sending Turlough into the TARDIS as an agent of evil to take out the Doctor in the classic series, just it seems to be the same kind of thing with Clara, if you go by that preview. And if Moffat is willing to let out little snippets like Clara taking the key to the TARDIS and betraying the Doctor and then saying a line like Clara never existed, what else has he got in store? I mean, you know, if he's willing to let that come out, what else?
Yeah, and remember the first time that we saw Clara, she was a Dalek. She was robotic.
But that's as a result of her going into the Doctor's time stream.
I know, but she was still a version. I mean, like, what I'm saying is that when we first saw her and we first caught up with her, what if there's a version of her that was a, you know, converted in is a Cyberman or Cyberwoman?
Or what if, you know, there's an element of Clara that became Missy from jumping in the time stream, and she is biding her time, waiting for the time that she can help the Doctor? I mean, that, you know, she's looked villainous so far, but Moffat's done these kinds of things before where he's, you know, pulled the rug from under our feet. And clearly, she is supposed to be someone that the Doctor knows. I mean, it says that much in the trailer. I mean, but who in particular is anyone's guess, because Moffat has had a very, very clear agenda with tricking people and creating characters that have a history with the Doctor that we've never seen in episodes before. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Do you think he would? Do you think he would just completely turn Clara into the biggest Doctor Who villain of all time?
It's the only thing a companion hasn't become yet. I mean, really, when you think about it.
I can't think of one that has just full force gone evil or had secretly kind of been evil to begin with.
Well, Turlough was in the 80s. I mean, that was a part of his character. I mean, he was basically brought on by the Black Guardian to take out the Doctor. I mean, they had
Not after the fact, not at all.
And that's what could potentially have interesting repercussions. Because remember, a lot of the journeying that they've been going through with the companionship this particular season doesn't fit the mold of the companion. Usually, by this point, Clara, if it was the regular Doctor Who series, she would be on her way somewhere else, and he would have a new companion learning with him. But she's taken on the role of the Doctor now. She's teaching him. And now she's rejected that. So, you know, she's gone beyond the needs of a companion, and it's doing nothing but harm to both her and the Doctor. So what's going on here? What happens? The other thing that stood out to me in the trailer was the absence of something. No Danny Pink. So is there a motive here? Does she call the Doctor to save Danny Pink from something and he doesn't arrive, so she takes the key off him? What's going on? You know, there's some kind of betrayal going on here. And it looks like, at least from the trailer, that the UNIT are in on the deal as well, and they're going after the Doctor. So, you know, that there's some very, very unusual things going on in this trailer, and I can't wait to see what's going to shake out. Also, the title of the episode, Dark Water, Evil River, maybe? Don't know. Just a thought. But there's lots of different theories going around. It could well be possible that my Clara / Missy theory is still in play. Remember, I didn't say that she was specifically... that I was dead set that Clara is Missy, but rather the possibility that Clara could be Missy, or that Missy is connected to Clara in some way as a result of her jumping into the Doctor's time stream.
Yeah.
Could be any number of things. Any other thoughts on this, Tom, the preview? I mean, it was pretty exciting, wasn't it? I mean, really.
It was quick and it was short.
Mm. Yeah.
I liked it.
And it was good enough to... It was that preview was probably one of the best previews I've ever done for Doctor Who, because I think this is the longest we've ever discussed a next time trailer for Doctor Who. Really, I mean, it literally took
I feel like half the episode.
Yeah. I mean, and it took away from a lot of the episode. And,
yeah, I mean, it's okay.
Oh, I'm of course. Excited. Yeah,
in a way that I was not before. So
yes, and it should be good. And I think we're heading for a tragedy. I think there's a tragedy involved. Couple of theories I have about this. Something happens to Danny, Clara snaps, maybe. Or something happens to Clara that's beyond her control and she goes missing or something. And so the next season is spent with Danny as the Doctor's companion searching for Clara while he searches for Gallifrey as well. Thoughts?
Yes.
It would be good. Classic Doctor Who recommendations. I really don't have one off the top of my head at this point in time. I think I will come up with a couple for the next episode of Doctor Who, because really this whole thing just threw me for a loop with the next time trailer. Do you have any recommendations, Tom?
No.
Well, let me make a modern Doctor Who recommendation. I'm going to tell people, go back to The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe. There was a key element of that particular episode in which the tree spirits were protecting the planet, and they were evacuating the planet, and there was a sentience to the planet. Connects very directly to the events of this episode. Highly recommend you go back and check it out, even though it's a Christmas episode, but it's still fun to watch nonetheless. All right, that's all we got. Very short, little review, but that's okay. Short but sweet is when the TARDIS blend is the best. Tom, where can we catch you online, mate?
You can catch me over at AdventureBeat.
And, of course, you can catch me for the Blendover podcast over at blendover.com. New episode out today. And Heavy Metal Historian, which is over at heavymetal666.com. The latest episode there looks at incidences of Ebola in heavy metal music. Something a bit different. So you can catch us there on the web, and we'll be back next week for another edition of TARDIS Blend right here at Geeks of Doom. See ya!